Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Trump administration has dispatched cabinet members to talk with Russian leaders, their counterparts. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me to give us more details on this story and tell us why these meetings are so very important.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There is a very interesting dance going on between the Secretary of State Tillerson and the Secretary of Defense Mattis. They're guardedly approaching a conversation with the Russian leadership. Talk to me about this important conversation and this meeting.
This kind of contact between the U.S. Secretary of State and his Russian counterpart is normal. John Kerry met with Lavrov hundreds of times, but this is now big news because of fake news claiming with absolutely no basis in fact that the Trump administration has some kind of secret thing going with Russia. It just isn't true. So Tillerson sat down with Lavrov. Russia is a very important country. They have the largest nuclear arsenal in the world, along with the United States, and they're modernizing their strategic weapons. So they are a potential real threat to the United States of America. It's important that we have an open communication channel, even if we don't trust each other.
The president had to say, I hope he was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but he said, what do you want me to do, when he was talking to the journalist? And he made the statement, do you want me to go over there and blow that ship off the coast of Connecticut out of the water? Would everybody be happy with that if I went after Russia that way? We're trying to at least have a relationship, are we not?
He was calling the media's bluff. And he said, oh yeah, you all would probably be really happy if I went and did something like that. He said, but I'm not going to do it. The Russians have always sent their spy ships outside the harbors where we keep our nuclear submarines. That's not new. And by the way, the Russians have also engaged in massive disinformation campaigns against the United States and against our European allies and others for 70 years. What's new is that the fake news media is trying to claim that Donald Trump is part of that, which clearly he's not.
Ken Timmerman from the Catbird seat in Washington with details on our lead story. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, any student of Bible prophecy can explain why Russia is a major player in the end of time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. It's interesting to see so much about Russia in the news today. Ancient Jewish prophets actually pre-wrote history when they wrote about Bible prophecy. For example, Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2 and Daniel chapter 11 and verse 44 is actually referring to Russia. In reality, Russia will be the leader of a coalition of nations to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That again is found in Ezekiel 38 and Daniel chapter 11. The fact that Russia has military operations in Syria today at Israel's northern border is evidence that Bible prophecy is about to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...